Hi, I'm Yaisa, and I'm so excited to be on Girls Night Live today. And hopefully you out there are also feeling pretty awesome. I am so excited to talk about something that may help you to secure the bag. And when we think about securing the bag, it's not only about money, it's also about being your best self. As my introduction shared, I'm live in Oklahoma, and I'm also the creator of Swagger Fitness. Swagger Fitness is based out of my own body image journey of having a little bit of the color complex, which in the African American community, it's like a color hierarchy where, you know, you hear this terminology, if you're light, you're all right. If you're brown, stick around. But if you're black, get back. That's something I heard as a kid growing up. That was one part of body image. And then also, even with hair, there was a time I probably wouldn't wear hair extensions, especially braids, you know, on a major platform because it was considered too ethnic. So there was something about, you know, wanting to change myself to be accepted by the majority. And this was something that was through my childhood in school, but also it's pretty common in some families to kind of perpetuate this kind of, I guess, mindset that gets passed on down. In addition to those issues with body image, most women, at least 90% of women, overestimate their body size. And so I was probably one of those in the 90%. But today we'll be breaking down how to be your best self, and how to, for those that are entrepreneurs or those that are aspiring entrepreneurs, how to really like put yourself out there without feeling like you left something there that you did not want to share. But first, again, as I shared a little bit about my body image journey, I thought that that was just my own experience. So I'm just wanting to do a little bit of roll call. Before we get started, I want to hear where are you from? So as was shared in my bio, I'm in Oklahoma. And just please go to the chat and just roll call, where are you at? And if you are joining this at a later time, I still want to know where you're at. And just to say hello, to get that on. And I see we have different ones here today. In addition to sharing where you're at, I see Canada, Toronto. In addition to that, I shared a little bit about my body image journey with the color complex. That's not only something that's unique to African Americans. It can be also to other races as well. Is there something that you can think of that was a body image, maybe issue for you growing up? And it doesn't have to be body weight. It could have been being tall, being short, being loud, whatever that is. Since I shared a little bit about my, you know, my personal life, I want to know about you as well. So I would love to hear that because I want to be able to answer those questions as we get through this presentation today. So as you're sharing that, I want to continue on with my body image journey. I didn't even know the word body image existed until college. I was a PhD student at the time, and I had created a class for freshmen called the Freshman 15. Because, you know, you hear most freshmen gain this unwanted 15 pounds from being a little bit homesick. So in that class, we talked like about body image for 1 week. And in that 1 week, that word body image resounded with lots of students. Some students that were men said that they struggled with bigorexia. Bigorexia is something where one feels as a man they have to be big and bulky to take up space. And so it's this body image issue is not just unique to just women, it's also for men as well. So if you are a guy out here, you're welcome in this space as well. We wanna make sure that you're also able to secure the bag. With body image, teaching a class on it was quite, it's kind of like invasive to people's territory because, you know, talking about, you know, not feeling so confident about yourself or even having been bullied or the peer pressure to want to be the ideal, it's kind of hard to talk about. But I want to let you know that right now you're in a safe space. And so whatever you share in the chat is going to only be used here. It's not going to be used to magnify. I want to say that, again, having my own body image journey led me to teaching a class on body image, which I never would have thought would even be a case, because you think about a college class, it's going to be about, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic, but not about bodies or what things that make us tick, you know, in our minds. Body image is defined as how one thinks about themselves based on other people's perception. So again, body image has nothing to do with how a person feels about themselves. It's how they feel other people feel about themselves. But that's pretty important, because when you think about our generation or our culture now, it's everything social media, and we always want that affirmation of a like and a heart, and we want lots of that as well. So if you're not getting those laughs or the LOLs or in that attention, then it's as if you're invisible. So it is pretty much a big deal. With teaching that class, I also have done different writing projects where I've been featured in the book Our Bodies, Ourselves. In that book, spans generations about women and health, and that particular edition that I was featured in was about body image. So body image is pretty large, but I want to get to the point today about what this means for you all. I do have, from my own experience with body image, right now we're in a gym. This is where I teach my fitness classes at. Somehow, I ended up in the gym and found that working out for me was a way to release not just the calories, but a way to also release other people's perceptions of myself. So I want to just know, with just kind of a little bit of a more roll call, how many of you out there have a safe space? Maybe it's a gym, maybe it's in the hammock, maybe it's at a church. Do you have a safe place where you're able to just be yourself? And so for those that are out there in cyberspace, I would love to hear where is your safe space at? And just feel free to share that with me. So mine is at the gym, but again, I'm really body positivity, so I'm not really about pushing or promoting weight loss solely. I really feel that women should, and men should, celebrate their bodies and know how to move them and to work them and to discover new territory in their bodies. So this is my safe space. So with going to a gym, I just was frantic to get in a gym because, you know, when you're there, you're like, what do you wear? And then who's going to be there? How are they going to perceive me? But here is where I was able to create the Swagger Fitness method. So with Swagger Fitness, it's not a fitness workout with weights. It's just more or less a formula that I would love for you to take notes on today, because whenever you're at your safe place, sometimes that's a great place to be, but sometimes you're not going to be in your safe space. Sometimes you're going to be at a business meeting. Sometimes you're going to be in front of a whole lot of people where you're having to be the speaker, or you're going to be like myself speaking to all of you right now, and you won't have that confidence or that security of your comfort zone. So first I want to talk about, with having confidence in the business realm, or to use your body language. First, what is body language? So body language is something that is not spoken. It's unspoken expressions like eye contact, your tone of your voice, your mannerisms like your hands, how you take up space. And even as something as simple as a handshake, that's going to be body language. And so today I want to help you to elevate that, so you can level up in your life and in your business by being your best self. So first I want to talk about my Swagger Fitness method. I'm so excited about that. So we have, I use an acronym to help to just think about that. So when I'm at a place where I know I feel out of my comfort zone, or I feel like maybe I'm this little fish in this big pond, I think about style. And so when I say style, I don't say style as meaning like, you know, New York fashion runway or Project Runway or some, you know, high edge thing. But when I think about style, I refer to that as not what you wear, but how you wear it. And it doesn't have to be fashion. It's going to be your personality. So how you may be an introvert or extrovert. And so for those out there, are you an introvert or an extrovert? I would love to hear that. And I'm a chatty Cathy out here, so I love the more interaction, the better. So are you an introvert or an extrovert? So with style, it doesn't matter if you are someone that's really quiet and meek, or someone that's really extroverted and a sanguine, where you're like, I'm the sage on the stage. With style, it's about representing yourself in a way that you are comfortable. So that may be with your clothing, that may be with your hairstyle, that may be with your makeup. I know some people have maybe insecurities about themselves where they may wanna like cover them up, but I want you to think about maybe playing up your best features, playing up your best parts of you. So if you are someone that has a great smile, then you might want to put some pink or some red lipstick on. So you want to find things that are going to help you to fine tune your best self. So again, style is not necessarily what you're wearing, it's how you're wearing it. But then it's also just thinking about yourself. What are your best features? And not just features as in looks, what are your best things about yourself that you know that you have going on? So I love the chat. I'm not gonna stop talking, but I'm just seeing great safe spaces. But keep in mind, you're not gonna always have a safe space. So with having a safe space, that means you wanna be at home in your body. So that's why I talked again about body image, because with body image, with so many people, at least, you know, 90% of women, and it's estimated about 10% of men, you know, have body dissatisfaction. So the one place that you're always gonna be in, it may be your body. It's not gonna be, some of you said that your safe space is at the gym. Some of your safe spaces are with your family. So you're not gonna always be able to have them right there. But if you're able to get comfortable in this place here called your body, you're gonna go places. So with being that said, I wanna move on to my next point. So we have style is the first letter in swag. Then we have W. W is gonna be your wellness. And I'm known for saying the word work it. So you wanna work your wellness. And even though I'm in a gym right now, wellness is not limited to fitness. It's not limited to just physical. With your wellness, it's considered like a wellness wheel. So it's gonna be considered like your environment is a part of your wellness. Your profession or occupation is a part of your wellness. Your social life, you know, that you go out to maybe social gatherings, your relationships, whether that's platonic, your friends, or whether that's romantic, that's considered a part of your wellness. Your mental, your spiritual, and we can go on, but you wanna think about, and that wellness will, and even your creativity is considered wellness. So we don't wanna just have so much emphasis on the physical side where we don't have that balance. So with having wellness, if you have taken time to nurture your spirit, you've had time for social activity, you're gonna show up your best self, and your body language is gonna read that. So if you're stressed out, your body language may be like this, you may not think you're stiff, you know, like Frankenstein, or your face may have a little bit of, you know, like, don't mess with me. So you wanna think about your wellness, and I'm just curious to hear from you all with your wellness, what's an area in your wellness that is like it's on and popping, like you know that you got it going on. So I'll just kind of give you a few of them again. Your mental, your physical, your spiritual, your social, your environment, your profession, your creativity, and I believe I said social. I'm not sure if I said that already, but in that wellness strategy, what area do you know that you are putting in 110%? And so I'm just curious to see what you have there. And as you're thinking about that, but I also want you to think about the other side of that as well. What side is neglected? Like, what side have you not been nurturing or that you don't even consider a part of your wellness? Like for me, I didn't even think that creativity was a part of wellness. And creativity does not mean you have to be a Bach or Shakespeare, but creativity could be maybe gardening. Creativity can be as easy as you like cooking dinner, like you like making new recipes. And we're not to be limited to creativity. It can be just even going exploring and being creative in nature, like looking at the sky. So it's not like you have to actually make something creative, but more or less you in that creative space and allowing yourself to be creative, maybe in your imagination. So I'm gonna just take a little pause break to see again what we have. Some of you have dancing a lot when you can. So that could be something that's physical. It could also be something that is creative as well, but creative is not in me. So again, don't be limited by the word creative or any word. Sometimes you're doing it, you just don't know that you're doing it. So as we talked a little bit about wellness, again, this is how you're showing up. So if you're taking care of your entire self, that means not just your body, but you're taking care of your spirit, you're taking care of your soul by nurturing those relationships, and also dealing with forgiveness, dealing with, you know, things that you wanna put in the back shelf, that's gonna also help you to show up as your best self. and have that body language be ever present, because again, your body language is how you're connecting with other people. And I'm not sure who here is in the business, but if you have a business, what I've learned as being someone that's a brand leader in business and also being a brand myself is that people want to work with people that they feel comfortable with. People want to work with people who they like, you know, that they seem that they can have, you know, like they can feel safe with. So keep in mind, when we talked about safe spaces, some of you said family, some of you said just alone, you know, that's just your safe space, but you're not going to always be in that place. So right now you're kind of thinking about, how can I be more safe in my body? How can I be more safe with even my my nurture of myself, with my self-care, to help me to be that person that is able to connect with other people? And as I'm saying that, I also want to move on to the A in swag. That's going to be your attitude. With your attitude, it's not like that kind of attitude where you snapping at folks and rolling your neck, but it's an attitude of perspective. So the attitude of, you know, is your cup half empty or is your cup half full? Because if someone has, you know, low self-esteem or low sense of worth, no matter where they go, they're gonna just kind of have that vibe. So you wanna know what your, I guess, perception is. Not just your body perception, but your perception on life. So you have to count your blessings. You have to know how to see life from a place where even though it's not, life hasn't gone the way you wanted it to go, there's still time. And I say that because I'm a woman who has had lots of disappointments from a divorce after 16 years. Someone who, as I did say, I was in a PhD program, but I was unable to complete that PhD program. And talk about attitude. You know, I talked about attitude not being the snappy one, but I didn't feel entitled, but I thought, why am I having to go through this shame? You know, why am I having to go through this pain? Because what did I do wrong? You know, so it was kind of like I didn't want to feel the pain of loss or separation. So it's like agony. But I want to say it was like a tug of war with myself, because my ex-husband, he served me those divorce papers. And the college that I was attending, they just said, you're no longer going to be able to finish your program, you know. And so I never knew which part affected what, because again, I was able to achieve so much. I felt that then at one time I lost it all within 2 weeks. You know, I got served divorce papers from my husband, and then I was hearing from my PhD program I was not going to be able to continue on. So, you know, with attitude, it's been like 5 years since I've moved on from those issues. But I want to say things are hard, but when they're hard, you don't have to become hard. Like you don't want your face to look hard. You don't want your heart to get hard, and you don't want your dreams to just freeze and get hard. You want to know that, you know, maybe you can have new dreams. You can have new perspective. And so that's just telling on myself. My new perspective was I had to find the good in the bad and take away the lessons that I learned about, you know, maturity and growth and seasons, and even knowing about healing, that healing is very important. So this may not seem connected to business or like your body language, but it is. Because if you've ever worked with someone that every day you're like, they're grumpy, they're grouchy, you know, we never know what people are going through behind closed doors. And so at this time, I want you just to kind of give yourself, you know, a breather, you know, to say it's okay not to be okay, but you can't stay there. You know, I heard this saying that you may not be responsible for what hurts you, but you're responsible for your healing. So again, that attitude of, I don't deserve this, or if you didn't get a raise at your job, or this promotion, or the opportunity of a lifetime, it just seemed to pass you by, like that hair extension did. You wanna make sure that you have that attitude in check, because again, that's how you're gonna show up, where you might look mean and you're not a mean person, but you're just, in your mind, you're overthinking things, or you're like letting that replay over and over again. Then I wanna get to the G in swagger. G in swag is your game plan. So with a game plan, you wanna have steps and strategies on how you are gonna show up for that opportunity. So for myself, I have so many things on my vision board that I start off in January with. You know, it's a way to bring in the new year and for me to think about like what I didn't get to attain or achieve the year prior. And I'll think, what things did I not really go for? Like, was I on target or did I just kind of like lallygag and procrastinate, you know? So with having a game plan, it's very important to have a game plan, but you want to make it something that's measurable so it's not too large. You know, you want to have something that you're focusing on one thing at a time. So for myself, and I would like for you to also participate with me as well. For myself, I'm completing my third manuscript. I have a book I'm working on, but I want to tell you, I've been working on this book for like 3 years. And I'm at the finish line of it, but I've noticed that the closer that I get to finishing it, I don't work on it. So with having a game plan will be something that I'll give myself a goal, you know, each day and each week. And then I have to have time to review and to reflect on that, like to go back to measure to see, did I do what I said I was gonna do? And then what did I do? And how did I do it? And then I have to keep on going on. So with goals and a game plan, that's something that you're gonna have at all times. But if your goal is not to write a book, if your goal is maybe to get your summer body right, instead of just saying you wanna get your summer body right, you wanna be specific to say what you're gonna do. Are you gonna sign up to the gym? Are you going to go to the gym? You know, because some people have gym memberships and they never go, you know, and so it's like, I'm not shaming anyone because that's, if I didn't teach fitness, I probably wouldn't come to the gym. So you wanna think about what your goal is, and a goal doesn't have to be something where it's like consuming. Give yourself some credit, but just, you have to start somewhere, and it does boost your confidence when you're able to attain that. So if you have a goal, something that you want to achieve, this is a new month, we're in May. And so what is a goal that you have for yourself for May? And your goal may not be like mine's, but that's okay. Because again, we're all different and we all have different goals in life overall. So I see self-care, we have to eat more healthier and to go on more walks. And that's very important. And that also goes back to that wellness wheel. So it's pretty awesome that even nurturing your physical and going on those walks can nurture your mental. That's awesome. And then as we talked about game plan, I wanna move on to the HER in Swagger. HER is her energy restored. And why I chose energy, most people say, I don't have any energy or I'm just so tired. And so with her energy restored in my formula for Swagger, is all about when you are able to know how to show up for opportunity by having your style, whether that's like, you know, that you have these beautiful eyes. And so you put your, you know, you use your eye cream to, you know, to take care of those beautiful eyes, or you have a beautiful smile, you're using your lipstick, or you have these amazing muscles, that you have this cute shirt that you're gonna accentuate those arms, you're gonna show up, or you have a crazy amazing style that you're gonna put together to show up. Whatever that may be for your style, that's just one way, again, on having that best you come out. Then you have your wellness. With your wellness, again, today we didn't talk about just one area. Wellness encompasses several elements, but with having that, you wanna know what areas are you doing well with, and then what areas you probably need to kind of focus on. I saw a few of you that said that creative was just not your thing, and that's okay. You know, like, I don't feel like that's gonna mess up your wheel and not let you keep rolling. And then with attitude, as we can see, just based on we've had a pandemic going on, lots of things happened. Some things are not in our control, but what is your perspective? You know, is it half empty? Is it half full? Where are you at on that, you know, tangent? And are you able to do exercises or practice, you know, saying things that show gratitude, or even trying to find a blessing, even if it doesn't seem like a blessing, because a lesson can also be a blessing too. As I said, my attitude was terrible because I felt like life just did not go the way I wanted it to go. But I do want to say that I got a lot stronger. Now, in hindsight, I can see that what hurt me then is helping me now, because now I can, you know, talk about you know, said issues without tearing up. Do you see a tear? No tear. And then again, with your game plan, having things about yourself, whether like working on your style, figuring out like what your personality is, seeing in your wellness wheel that you need to put more focus on, and also things that you need to consider as far as your, you know, like things if you've gone through that you might need help with, making this game plan so that you can be her, which is be someone that shows up powerful. Now, I want to talk about body language because working with people that are in business, you know, we're working in business, you're able to not only just make money, but you're able to make friends and make connections and lifelong connections. And the connections, they go on and on, where you're able not just to consider that it's a money exchange, but it's an exchange of information. So just curiously, is anyone here in business or wanting to get into business? Okay, so I see here, for those that are considering business, so for a job interview, my perspective is they say to have eye contact. And so you want to see the forehead of someone like a triangle here. I'm